Zayin Adar Rishon, Friday the 7th of February, Rabbi Moshe Mordechai Yosef Karnofsky, clothes.
This week's parasha, Parasha Tetzaveh, basically Truma Tetzaveh splits up as follows. Parasha's Truma were all the Kenim of the Beis HaMikdash, the Oren, Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach. Parasha's Tetzaveh is primarily the first part of the parasha, is Big Dikun. Clothes that the Kohenim had to wear, Kohen Hedyot, 4 begodim, Kohen Godel, 8 begodim. If the Kohen Godel should just wear 7 or 4, and he does Avodah, the Avodah, his Chayv Misan, the Avodah's possible. So we find a certain significance in the whole concept of clothes. We find a Mishnah Neirichin, Gemor Neirichin, Dafter Zayin Amud Aleph. As Chazal says follows, Lomo Nismacho Pashas Big Dekuna Le Pashas Korbonets. The Pasha Big Dekuna is mentioned next to the Pasha of Korbonets, Leimaloch. Ma Korbonets Mechaprim, we know you bring a Korban as a Kapora. Af Big Dekuna Mechaprim. Wearing big tikkunas machapa atones for avodas. So not just the whole idea of wearing big tikkunas in order that you can do avodah, but it's a machapa. And Chazal, the Gemara specifies, the Gemara singles out ksoynes is machapa and shvichas domim, michnasayim gil arayas, eifet avodazora, choshen of dinim, mi'il loshnara. What is it in big tikkunas machapa? Just because I wear clothes, I'll go to a high street shop, I'll buy some designer clothes which are made specially, the machapa. What does it mean, the big dekuna machapa? We find, to the extent, Chazal tell us, Sagmo Megillah, very often if it's not a leap year, in Pasht Tzavah, Pasht Zoche. Chazal say that Achashveira is at the Suda war big dekuna. Because the Pasuk says, you call Tiferes Gudulasai. And over here it says, the Kovid on the Siferes, the clothes were there for the Kovid on the Siferes. So Chazal learned from here that Achashverish wore Big Dekuna. So Kleyokin in this week's Pasha says, why did he wear Big Dekuna? He knew he had plenty of Averis. So he thought to himself, I can do Averis. I can wear Big Dekuna, Lava Kapora. Ad Kenei Kach, Achashverish at the Chayngaret, that the Big Dekuna is a Machapa. The Pasuk says, when it discusses Big Dekuna, the Pasuk says at the beginning of this week's parasha as follows. It's two Pesukim. V'asisa Big Dekodesh, chapter of Ches, Pasuk Beitz. V'asisa Big Dekodesh, make holy clothes. The Aaron and Achicha, L'chovid and L'seferes. They create honor and pride to the one that wears the clothes. The Rishonim explains the clothes were like awe-inspiring. You come into Beis HaMikdash and you see the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Hedyot wearing special clothes. You realize that this place is not a normal place. It's a special place. We're doing Avodas Hashem here. The clothes were there, the Kovod of the Seferis. The Ramban discusses the Kovod of the Seferis. These were royal clothes. And he brings many psukim that we find that Ramban says, Ke'elu abgodin levushem al-chosein. These clothes were clothes which Malachim used to wear in the time of Bisman HaTayda. And the Ramban quotes Psukim for each one of the clothes. We find again in the Megillah, Umod Chayotzim Lifnei HaMelech Bivush Malchus Tcheres Vachur, Atezov Gedoyla, Sachbutz Vagomon. So Modcha, when he was wearing this Levush Malchus, the royal clothes, he was adorned and attired with the royal clothes. They were Levush Malchus Tcheres Vachur, what is it in Big Dekuna that's awe-inspiring, and a Big Dekuna is a machapa? We find another pasuk. The pasuk says the next pasuk of Ato to Daber El Kol Chachmei Lev. Moshe Rabbeinu had a special job to speak to the Chachmei Lev. But also as Big Day Aaron, they should make the Big Day Aaron. Here the apostle says something else. by creating these clothes, and the Kohen wears these clothes, he becomes holy. The Chanel in order to do my service. So on one hand, we find that when you look at the clothes, one sees a whole idea of the Kovod L'Seferes, but we find as well with the clothes, the L'Kadosh L'Chanel, how are the clothes Mekadosh? Chazal tell us, Bigdeim Aleim Kunosim Aleim. If the Kohenim are wearing the clothes, then they're Kohenim. And then they can do Avodah. Ein Bigdeim Aleim, Ein Kunosim Aleim. So what's the L'Kadosh L'Chanel? We find, going right back to the beginning of Bereishis, it's the first time we find the whole idea in Bereishis and in Parshas Bereishis and Parshas Noach about clothes. Odom Rishon Kodem Lechet, the Pasuk says, Shneim Arumim V'lo Yisboshoshu. After the Chet of Odom Rishon, the Pasuk says, Vayedu Keirumim Heim. So the Chofetz Chaim, in the Sefer Shem Olam, says, what does that mean, that Avram, that Adam Rishon felt Erumim Heim? So he says as follows. We know that we're made up of two parts. There's the Guf and there's the Neshama. We have our body, and there's the Neshama. Every person, every Yid, has got a Guf and the Neshama. Just like we see to clothe our guf, we have to clothe the neshama. What is the malbush? What are the clothes for the neshama? That's Torah mitzvahs. Torah mitzvahs, they are the begotten for the neshama. So just like we have clothes on the guf, to cover over the guf, the Torah mitzvahs are the clothes on the neshama. Says Chofetz Chaim, Adam HaRishon had one mitzvah to do, not eat from the Tzadas. He had not say of eating any of the fruit, but from the Tzadas not. When Adam HaRishon transgressed, whatever the Aveir of Adam HaRishon was, not relevant to today, but Adam HaRishon was over this Aveir of not keeping to what he was supposed to do, he ate from the Tzadas, he transgressed this mitzvah, he was not orum from this mitzvah, and not from the Tzadas. So he felt himself as orum. Orum meaning that the neshama, which should have been clothed with this mitzvah of keeping the mitzvah Hashem, and the one mitzvah which Adam Rishon had at the time, Adam Rishon didn't keep. So Chofetz Chaim tells us that a person has got a guf on the neshama, and the mitzvahs are the levush on the neshama. The pasuk says, the pasuk in Mishli, "B'chol eis yiyu begodecha nevonim." At all times, one clothes shall be clean. So the Vilna Gaon in Mishli says it's referring to ma'isa mitzvah. Sheyiyu karoy dal yedeze yisukin avoyle nafshe begodim levonim. We have to go around the whole time realizing that every mitzvah that we do is a levush for the neshama. Besides for the fact that it gives us olam haba, it gives us a kesher to the Rabbein Shalom, but that is the beged that the neshama has to come up lachem ve'esrim, levush, completely adorned and bedecked with clothes. B'chol eis yibedech levonim. We find Chazal, Sagmor Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yudal Domadalef, called Talmud Chocham Shenipza Ravav Al Bigdai. A Talmud Chocham has got a stain on his clothes, it's a Chayim Nisa. So Posh, that means an oily stain, a fatty stain, that means it puts people off from being an Elech Hayid. It's a Shtik Lachil Lashem, called Talmud Chocham Shenipza Ravav Al Bigdai. Rashi says, Shetzach Li Yischoshim Hoglich Vaytay Rosei. So the Meiri in Shabbos says that there's a deeper pshat in the Gemara. He says we know that sometimes Midas Tovas are called begodim. Just like we've explained that the guf has got a malbush, the neshama's got a malbush, which is Torah mitzvahs. Midas Tovas, they are the levush for the neshama. Shamidas mushonis bloshim begodim. And any chason in a middah is like a stain on a beged. So that's what Chazal are trying to teach us as well. especially at Talmud Chacham, Aleim Teira, Hashem Teira Mitzvahs, everything that he does reflects his standing. A Mameila, Kol Shenimtza by Dovah Maguna, whether in his Malbush or in his Midas, that's Goyim Latosha Tischal, with his smite, Eko Benyim Bnei Odom. People will look down on the Talmud Chacham. He shouldn't behave in that way. He should have better Midas. So we find that Torah Mitzvahs is the Levush for the Neshama, and we find in the Meiri and Shabbos that Midas Tov is the Levush for the Neshama. The Gaon, in a different pasuk in Mishli, also says this whole idea that Midas are called Begodim. V'lov Ashakim Midoi Bad. Midoi Sov. It means it's measurement, but it refers to Midas. Chazal tell us what's the symbol of a Talmud Chacham, that he can turn his clothes inside out. Don't have to be a special Talmud Chacham for that. What it means is like this: if a person's got a middah which needs adjusting, he needs to channel it in a different direction. A Talmud Chacham is someone that with a Koyach HaTorah can change himself and transform himself. So the Gaon says to be magil is middah, that it should be in the right way, to be used in the right way. That's the symbol for a Talmud Chacham. So just like the levush on the beged, the levush on the person's guf is mechabed the guf. A person comes big to Shabbos and wears special clothes, it's mechabed us. Rabbi Yechna called the man in mechabduse on Shabbos. Rabbi Yechna called his begodim mechabduse, they were mechabed. So just like begodim and mechabed the guf that gives honor to the guf, a person that walks out in the street not properly clothed is called a bozri. So Rambam pick Yudal Milchus Eidus, Bzuyim, he's got the self-respect. He's walking around the street half naked. It's Possel Eidus, you can't trust him. He's got no self-respect. It's a Bozui. So someone that wears proper clothes, Mechabdus, it's Mechabed the person. But just like the clothes are Mechabed the goof, Manu Mechabdusay, Teira Mitzus, that is the Levush from the Neshama. Midas Teivus, that's the Levush from the Neshama. Parshas Noach, we find Noach drank wine, planted a vineyard, and drank wine, and became shikha. And he lay there naked. Chom went and told his brothers, well, no, Parshas Noach. Shem and Yefes went, walking backwards, to cover their father. They didn't want to see his erva. What were the zeicha to? Take the chazal. That Yefes, because he covered his father, was Zeicha to Kvura. Goigamogog are descendants of Yefes. So Lossed Lovoi, when Mashiach will come, there'll be the Im Adin HaGodl, and a lot of the Goyim will be killed out. Goigamogog will be Zeicha to Kvura, and Midda Kenegan Midda. They cover the father's body, they will be Zeicha to Kvura. Shame was Zeicha to different mitzvah. We are descendants of Shame, there was Zeicha to Talis. Says Maral in Gu'ari Pshatazei. Yefes looked at the external. Yoifi looked at the external. So Midda Kenegan Midda, his body was, he was Zeicha to Aschar, that his body would be covered. He would be Zeicha to Kfura. Shame Chazal tells Nisamis B'mitzvah Yoisei, he put himself more into it. He stretched himself. He thought beneath the surface. He looked into the Pnimis of a Yid, the Tzelem and Lekim of a Yid. A Yid Noach should lie there like that. It's not covered at all. He put his whole body, his whole heart and soul into doing this mitzvah. So what was he zeicha to? He was also zeicha to a beggar. He was zeicha to a beggar of tzitzis. But it's a beggar which is a mitzvah. So which means that besides for the fact that it's a cover, it's a levush for his goof. But if it's a talishal mitzvah, it's a levush for the neshama as well. Because he was nis'amas mitzvah yaisa. He was zeicha, midda kenegan midda, that not just the beggar which he was zeicha to is a levush for the guf, it's a levush for the neshama as well. Maral uses the lotion. He was zeicha, shezocha liyis all of malbush min ha-mitzvahs, which is kvod Hashem. And he was zeicha that kvod Hashem chayv kol hayom. He's bedecked, he's covered, he's adorned with the kedusha of a mitzvah. P coming back to Big Dikuna. But also as Big Day Aaron Lekacha Lechanali. Avada, the Begodim Oin Spine, covered the Seferis. You come into the Beis HaMikdash and you realize that it's a Mokim Kuddish B'yaisa. This is the place of Avodah, this is the place that we come close to the Rabbi Nishalim. The Kohenim themselves, when they wore these Begodim, the Shlach HaKodesh adds a similar idea. And he brings from Menachem HaBavli, it's one of the songs the Shlach HaKodesh often quotes, that by the fact that the Kohenim, when they come into Beis Hamikdash, do Avodah, they wear special clothes, that's more of them to start thinking about what Avodah I have to do. What am I doing here? I'm serving the Rabbi Nishalim. I'm bringing atonement in the Kapor for Klal Yisrael. And he says the same idea. Just like the Levush is Mechaber the Guf is Mechaber the Nefesh. Big Day Kodesh Lechovad L'Seferes, he says, covers the phone to the Neshama. Add to the Shlach HaKodesh. When a person is busy looking after his goof to cover himself, he should be moir himself. Do I attach as much importance? Do I put my mind into it? That just like when I go to buy clothes, I want to look nice. I'll go to chasne. I want to look nice. But I want to make an impression. I want to feel good. Both ideas in the baggage. But do I put as much importance to be malbish my neshom as I malbish my goof? When the Kohen went to the Beis HaMikdash to do Avodah, it brought home to this idea. And as the Chinuch always says, and the Chinuch mentions it here as well, Ha'odom nifal if you pull Eisov. Avodah, the main thing is the machshava, the leiv. But we have to sometimes do physical actions to remind us. The person becomes misayira through action, physical actions that he does. The Kohenim, by putting on special clothes, and every one of the Begodim had the special chashivas, every one of the Begodim helped him to be able to be massacred a different middah. Those that have time and want to understand something a bit deeper, there's a Malbim in the Akdomah to the Pasha Big Dikuna, where he goes into the Ganse Oimek, Sabislapi Kabbalah, of how each one of the beggars was massacred a certain middah, and he says a grace of Chiddush, that was Moshe's role. The actual making of the clothes that the Chachma Lev did. So what does the Pasuk say? If you look at the Pasuk Zvei, other Rishonim in a different Shatim Pasuk, Vasisa Big Day Kodesh, who are we speaking to? We're speaking to Moshe. The Pasuk says, Va'ata Tetzave, Va'ata Hakeve Lecha, you bring Aaron, you draw Aaron near, Va'ata Tetzave Kol Chachma Lev, in the middle it says, Vasisa Big Day Kodesh. What did Moshe do? Moshe was there, sewing clothes. Weaving. So the Malbim says, Pshat, Vasisa Big Day Kodesh, means you teach the Kohenim what every beggar denotes. You teach the Kohenim what machshavas they're supposed to have, Pshat, they wear the clothes, and how the clothes are supposed to be moir them and their personal avoida, that each one of the clothes has got some, reminds them about something special. Chofetz Chaim, again, Shem Olam says, the Pasuk says, Im tfakshenu ka kesev chmatmin tchapsenu. If you search Torah and Chochmah, like you search, look for gold and silver, then you'll understand Yiras Hashem. So Chofetz Chaim says like this, if you'll understand that just like when you look for money, you're busy. I need money, I need food to be able to feed myself. I need money to be able to buy clothes. I need a house, a roof over my head to look after my goof, which are the basic things a person needs. Food, clothes, and a roof over his head. As Tovin Yiras Hashem says, Chofetz Chaim, learn, take a lesson. Be nice to understand one thing from another thing. As Tovin Yiras Hashem says the Chofetz Chaim, learn from this to be making for the nefesh a goof. Learn to be making for the nefesh, mozain, food, clothes, and the roof over your head. The Pasuk says, Vayivin loy boyis. Yaakov Avinu built himself a house. So Tanya says he built himself a Beis Medrash. Every time we come into this marriage to learn Torah, every mitzvah we do, we're building ourselves a house. We're building an extension to our house that we already have in Olam Haba. Another floor, another room. We're making it stronger, we're making foundations better. So just like there's a concept of a food, clothes and roof over one's head for the goof, Oz Tovin Yis Hashem, learn from this to look after our neshama in the same way that we look after our goof. I once heard B'Shem Neponcharov. Neponcharov had a minute, he bought himself a new pair of tefillin every year. A new pair of tefillin every year. So they asked him, what's wrong with the old ones? He says, just like I buy a new kapota every year, so I buy a new pair of tefillin every year. I can still wear my kapota from last year, but it doesn't look as nice as it was. I can't vouch, I didn't hear this firsthand. I can understand it. It's a dag of understanding the chashivas of a mitzvah. That's the levush. That's the levush to the goof. That's the levush to the neshama. So just like I want to look neat and tidy and everything should be special, fresh, clean and tidy, so I want that my mitzvahs should also be like that. If one understands that one's mitzvahs, that's the levush for the neshama, then one tries to perfect them. One tries to see that they should be done outside the Yisrael time, not just b'di'evet. Chazal tell us, coming back to what we started with, Ma Kobonus Mechaprim of Bidikunu Mechaprim, says the Me'iri in Chibur HaTshuva. For those who want to look it up, Chibur HaTshuva is a safe about 700 pages. This is page 169. He says, the Gemara says that Bidikunus Mechaprim, what does that mean? HaKavona boy. That a person is Mus'ayra when he sees the Chayshin, he thinks, what's the Chayshin remind me of? The Yisbein Kavona, and he'll be Mu'ayra himself to do tshuva on this particular point, and then he has a kapora. So, big tikkun mechaprim doesn't mean that just actually wearing the clothes it's a mechapra. It's a catalyst that'll help. Just a carbon's also like that. If a person comes to this meeting, he brings a carbon. The idea of a carbon is he should remind himself he should go on the Mizbeach, he should do tshuva. So the carbon is something which helps a person to have the sidus to do tshuva. About a carbon is a siyua in the tshuva. So big tikkun mechaprim is every bag and michnasayim kilarais, that part of the body, covers the lower part of the body. The chayshim was on the heart. The eifid, every beged was mechapen, every beged is meramas on certain averis. So if that's a moiras to do tshuva, then that's the kapora. But in the actual fact that we're just wearing begotim, that Achashverosh didn't understand. Achashverosh looked at the chovetz of us, it's beauty. So awe-inspiring. Special clothes. This lekacha lechanoili, to take lesson, that just like we cover our goof, to cover our neshama, just like the beggar, it's a mechapa, because it reminds us about certain key things that we have to do tshuva about. We've got to be mizvayno, how can we better? How can we be better in certain things? That's the mechapa. So we now understand the lekache lechanoili, the begotten were lechovid l'siferes. If we wear plain, simple clothes, it's not ma'iras. The begotten were awe-inspiring. But each beggar had a message. Each beggar on a different part of the body had a message. When the kohen, and he was taught, that was a chelik of Moshe Rabbeinu's avodah, to teach the kohen what lesson to learn from the clothes, what the soipnimi of the clothes are, of these particular big tikkunim, together with the kedusha of the mitzvah, that was mechapa. And that's what made that raised and elevated this kohen, the lekacha lechanali, I'm now ready to do avodah. But for us, the big tikkunim teaches us, as the Shulchan Kodesh says, as much as we put time and effort into our clothes, and we want to look nice, and there's taka mitzvah, big de Shabbos, you go to chasna, I feel better, and I show respect by the fact that I wear better clothes. To realize that just like we attach an importance to clothing our goof, attach an importance we've got to neshama. And the clothes for the neshama is Torah mitzvahs. Whether it's Torah mitzvahs, whether it's middos tevas, those are the clothes of the neshama. And that is, and through that we're building ourselves a house. By even though boys, we're building mansions for ourselves in Olam Haba by Torah mitzvahs. When clothes alone is not enough, and even for the choshev of clothes, just like Achashverosh, we laugh at Achashverosh, it's a Purim spiel. Achashverosh, wearing clothes and thinking he can do what he wants, and I'm wearing big tikkun, I'm saved. I've got a kapora. There's a very interesting Torah Chaim. Torah Chaim was 300-400 years ago, I think. Page on the Gemara B'Metzid of Pedalet. Torah Chaim says as follows. Torah Chaim asks a question of Pasuk in Parshas Toldos. Yaakov Avinu came in to take the brachas from his father Yitzchak. Yitzchak wasn't sure, is it Yaakov, is it Esav? He was reckoning on Esav coming in, and it was done in such a way that he should think it's Esav. Again, not going to Parshas Toldos now. So what does the Pasuk say? When Yaakov Avinu came in, he said, Re'ei re'ech b'nik re'ech sada shebe'ech ha'ashem, Apostle just for Shishi. Look, contemplate, think. Re'ech b'ni, the clothes, the smell I smell here, k're'ech ha'ashebe'ech ha'ashem. So Rashi says, Nichnas in Meruch Gan Eden. When Yaakov came in, Ekishmek Gan Eden. Re'ei re'ech b'ni, k're'ech sada shebe'ech ha'ashem. But the question is, what's Re'ei? Smell, you smell. Re'ei, what does it mean? Re'ei, you see. What did he see? So a push-up shot, you'd learn. Re'ei means contemplate, think, understand. Teres Chaim's got a very novel pshat. A very interesting pshat, but there's a tremendous lesson in this Teres Chaim. What clothes was Yaakov Avinu wearing? He was wearing the clothes which he got from Esav, which his mother had, Nimrod, which emanated, which came originally from Adam Rishon. They were the kostnus oev ayal bishem, which are the Rebbeinu made for Adam Rishon. Kostnus oev ayal bishem. When Yaakov Avinu came in with these clothes, Chazal say it's a Gemara B'Metzia Peidal, and that's where the Teres Chaim is. Shufra de Yaakov and Shufra de Adam Rishon. The beauty of Yaakov was like the beauty of Adam Rishon. What means the inner beauty shone forth, went through, you looked at him, one sees the tzelem alikim. Yaakov Avinu, the b'chir shabav, his mekov shabashchina, was the closest to Adam Rishon. Shufra de Yaakov ben Shufra de Adam Rishon. When Yaakov Avinu put on these clothes, he reactivated these clothes. And he was zeicha to the same madrega as Adam Rishon. Kostnus oil, leather clothes. Chazal tell us, but Teirosa Shel Meir, oil was written with an aleph. There's a sudden oil agonus. So when Yaakov Avinu, who in his madrega was the same madrega as was close, he was the closest to Adam Rishon, when he wore these clothes, yeah, then these clothes were reactivated, and there was this oil, the cosmos oil, which emanated from these clothes, was like with Adam Rishon. So when he came in with his clothes, Yitzchak Avinu dog shmek Gan Eden. These clothes came from Gan Eden, but not just to the shmek Gan Eden. Re'ei, I can see something. I can see a ruchnistic eye. Even if Yitzchak was blind, a ruchnistic eye could see. Re'ei re'ech b'ni, I see something. Is Yitoch and Esav when you put on these clothes also wanted to feel like that? Because Esav is Esav. The clothes are not more choshev than the person wearing the clothes. Yaakov Avinu wearing these clothes, it reactivated these clothes. It's of not. It's like Achashverosh. Is any Achashverosh better? Put on big dekun and garnished. Just to do chitzonis to come maisim and become a tzaddik, you borrow tzaddik's clothes, you don't become a tzaddik by that. You buy shtramel, you buy his kapel, you buy his arba comforts. Nowadays in the world, we look for quick, easy fix, quick, easy schoolers. I'll do this, I'll do that. We know in Avodas Hashem, there's only Negia. In Avodas Hashem, we've got to work. We've got to do something. Just by doing it, if the Chitzonius helps us to be more yourself, good. That was big the corner. But to satisfy oneself with that, that's like Esau wearing begotten of Adam Rishon, like Achashverosh big the corner. V'asisa big the kodesh l'kadsha l'chanayli. When we see big the corner, we wear... It reminds us about certain things. It's a sign of tshuva. When we wear clothes and we put ourselves into it I want to look nice. Realize that not just our goof wants to look nice. We want to make an impression. We want to feel good. Realizing that the big tikkun is ma'iras, any begotten that we are for that matter. Just like we look after our physical, look after our spiritual, just like we look after the goof, look after the neshama. We want a house, we want food, we want clothes. And the neshama also needs that. That is a basic lesson from parash to tzaveh, where the theme of the parash is big tikkun. The theme of the parash is the chashivas of clothes. But it's all a ma'ira to us, that just like we malbish the goof to be malbish the neshama, the Rabban Shem should help us all, that we should be zeicha to the posuk. It's a posuk in Yeshaya. Uri, Uri, Livshi, Uzeich, Tzien, Livshi, Big Tei, Sefateich, Yishlaim, Yakodesh. Shabbos.